break. It's a mini episode.
Hello and welcome to another mini-sode of You Gotta Check This Out with Mike and Dre. I'm the Mike, and this week we have some outtakes from last week's episode with Pete Johnson. First, we play the Babylon 5 Genie game with Pete. Then Dre compares Season 5 to The Fresh Prince, and I compare Teen Titans series by butt content. We finish with a confirmation from Karen that Rats Off to You was real the whole time. I'll see you on the other side.
All right, well, that was actually a pretty awesome previously on, Mike, and a pretty awesome quiz. I mean, only an insane group of people would follow up a really long, convoluted quiz with another long, convoluted quiz.
Actually, if they're more insane, they would actually follow it up with two quizzes. Pete, you told me in correspondence you knew nothing about Babylon 5 before this, but were interested.
Yes, so that's right.
So I thought you had the Pizza Genie site. Well, Pizza Genie us. I'd like to be the Babylon 5 Genie for you, Pete.
Yes.
And you now have three wishes. And the wishes will come in the form of questions of Babylon 5. Based on what you saw today, I want to give you three questions on backplot to Babylon 5. And Dre and I will best fill it in as quickly as we can.
Okay. I am like, in my notes, I'm basically... I'm catching up on characters' names. So what, how did they get here? That's right. Just my first.
I'm following the rules. I buzz in. All right. The long story is that this is the space station is supposed to be basically a UN that doubles as essentially a port. That's the genius. It's in space. So I have to double dip. And so what you have for all of these characters is a combination of diplomats that are there for a reason. Okay. And then a bunch of side characters that are basically smugglers, et cetera. And that was the thought of the show. And you got to catch the fun episode where they're all like, we're leaving. So it's even funnier for you because you're like, why are they here? And they're like, peace, we're out.
Yeah. As I'm sort of, after I watch, I go in to sort of look at the, and I'm like, this is like the third to last episode of the series. Because I was, okay, yeah, I dig this. I kind of picking up what they're putting down. But apparently season 5 is
a letdown from
spotty.
The other seasons. There's, okay. There's a few standout episodes, but yeah, not like the other ones.
Got it.
All right. Do you have a second question for us on
second
history
question,
of Babylon 5?
Why? What race is Jakar and why do they rule? So why is Jakar the best?
Jakar is just freaking cool. He's a wizard lizard from another planet. I mean, he's not necessarily a wizard, but it's when he hit religious status, I started thinking of him as a wizard. He's started out as his race was being subjugated by one of the other races slowly throughout the series. And you get to see him have this massive arc where he becomes friends with the person who is kind of responsible, the other alien, for subjugating his entire race. And he kind of teams up with them to become best friends by now. So you get, if you follow him and Londo from the beginning, you get two of the best character arcs in any long-running TV series by this point.
Okay.
That you just missed by now. Dre, do you have anything to add about that to Jakar?
Yeah, I do find it amusing. He's a lizard character, but they're lizard marsupials. So they say pouchling, which yes. is just a funny detail they added early, like when the show was good to just have extra lore. But it just, yeah, the backstory is it's basically a mix of a kangaroo and a lizard. And they have swords sometimes and glasses. Never all three. We've never seen all three.
Okay, my third and final question. What's going on with this intro?
I'm very curious about this. I'm going to flip you. I'm going to cast reflect from my Magic the Gathering yes. set or whatever. Because I always kind of remember this intro as awesome. And it was essentially J. Michael Straczynski getting access to, what was it, Final Cut? What was the Mac one that was like the first one?
Yeah,
that I was able to edit on, Final mm-hmm. Cut. Getting it before everybody else. And he was like, it was such a big deal. You didn't used to be able to edit. And I think he did a pretty good job editing some key sound clips together. But then he just pulled various kind of cool visuals that weren't even important visuals necessarily and kind of threw them together. And it's, you know... taking all the marshmallows out of Lucky Charms and saying, isn't this awesome? And then that's why I was going to ask, because you just asked what's going on. Mike's a musician. You're a film person. And I was like, wasn't this cool? And Mike's like, and I'm guessing you're in the same boat where you're like,
I just found it really cheesy, especially like trying to open a new chapter of it. This came on TNT episodes. They wanted to drag people in by having a clip show of stuff they'd never seen, which would only make sense if you've experienced the entire show. I mean, how did it hit you, Pete?
My notes, I'll read you from my notes. Okay. If I was hoping for the credits to shed any light on the story, I am woefully mistaken. I have no fucking idea what's going on. I guess it's season 5. They're not worried about catching people up. I was completely lost.
With the CGI angel is randomly just flying, you weren't like, that explains it. Got it.
The bumper sticker at the end of Babylon 5 with JMS's name. That's him, the guy who edited it, just put his own name, right, big on things at the end. Yep. And now I stamped myself on it.
And also the years, as if that meant anything to me. I was like, okay, this happened in 2651.
Well, do you remember that when it was the New Year's song where it was a bunch of clips? That I think we're all in the same age bracket, so we should remember. It was like really popular on the radio. Remember when radio was a thing, people? And it was just like, you know, clips of famous quotes throughout the years, like Bill Clinton saying, I did not have sexual lace, and then he did. And it just goes through, and it's really cool. It was like that, but you only have a minute and a half, and you have to cram 4 seasons in, and there's no way to do it. So I think he did a good job culling some cool iconography and some cool things. But I think...
My favorite part of that is that I got to mimic it in this podcast intro for this season, where I took a bunch of previous clips of random shit that we said on episodes and put it together at the top of it. Go back to the top of the episode, listener, to hear what I'm talking about. You've heard it already.
We got Pirate Mike.
Pirate Mike.
One of my favorite mics. But I guess that does also answer my question easily that, it does not pass film muster.
All right, Dre, you talk about two quiz. This is kind of serendipitous today because we have the Jeopardy guy on. Not only did we have one quiz we brought back, another quiz of genie questions for him, but now we get to go into our third quiz segment of the episode.
Mike, this seems absurd to me. What kind of quiz show would have 3 rounds of quizzes? Somewhere the person writes in. That seems patently absurd, Mike.
Write-in quizzes. Ooh, we should start doing that. All we needed that is for listeners ahead of time, too. That'll come in time.
Well, I was talking on Jeopardy where they have to write things. But anyway, all right. I'm too meta for my own good. Anyway.
I know.
This is a nice spot for this. Hopefully this all hits, which is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm going to say Babylon 5 had a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air problem. Which is, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air had Will Smith and Alfonso Rivera playing Carlton, you know, as the odd couple. And they were great. And they were in high school together. And that makes a lot of sense. Naturally, though, they're both supposed to, you know, become adults, go off to separate colleges. Will Smith should go to a community college, according to show, not real life. And Carlton should go off to Stanford. That's actually a character arc. But you can't do that because the show is Carlton and Will. So if the show goes past high school, they have to put them all together in a college situation that doesn't make sense. But we forgive it because it's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and that show is silly. This is Babylon 5, which was one of the most methodically crafted plot lines through seasons 1 through 4. And what we have now, Pete, you actually asked this perfectly, is like, where do these people all come from? That's the real answer, is that all of these people should not still be here. And in fact, Garibaldi at the end of season 4 gets back together with his long lost love, Lise, has just gone through a major thing, had his brain messed with, and should be done fighting. And in fact, in season 4, he kind of had this bizarre breakdown because he had a telepath implant of personality in his brain that wasn't him. And then the messed up part is they're like, actually, we just turned you up to 11. This was you. And that personality is like, I'm burnt out. I can't keep doing this.
So that's good.
Yeah. That was the neural links that they talk about later in the episode. Sure. Bester put those in. Yep.
Yeah. You're like, boom. But so it ends and it's perfect. You're done. You should be done doing all this. You've done enough. You got your hot wife. You should leave. And he comes back to Babylon 5, and they're even like,
why are you here?
What are you doing?
Didn't your arc do? Yeah, and they just speed run his entire arc in this episode, but without all the beats.
I'm having troubles. Yep. I have to drink.
Lise, you're back. My hot wife, come over here. Talk to me a while.
Yeah, but yeah, they did this plot line in season 4. We're done, and we're like, I guess we do it again, but worse. So, yeah, that happened. Mike saying, you said tarnish the legacy and let things be done. That is a common thing we've heard in like creatives. I'm gonna be that person that falls on the other side, which is to say, one, season 5 of Babylon 5 does not ruin the first 4 seasons. That exists. No. We can enjoy it. And two, the creative industry, you know, especially television and movies, is so hard to break into that I am never going to be upset with someone having a job. So for season 5 of Babylon 5, I'm like, I would have JMS do this every day and twice on Sunday, even though it wasn't as good as the first 4 seasons.
I wrote in my notes, I love stuff like this that gives work to character actors and, you know, season regulars, you know, working actors who have a chance to keep things going and can, you know, if the network is going to give you another season, absolutely. You do it. Being kind of understanding the industry. Yeah, 100%. Write some episodes, give the actors work. Watching this, I was like, totally, you know, engrossed in it in the way of character actors. Also, just I feel like if this was on today, it would have a bunch of A-listers, right? We can't have anything that doesn't have A-list talent. And so just to see pure sort of character actors at work, I love that stuff. And overall, everything looked cool. I was like into the world. So yeah, I agree. And I think it doesn't, you know, a show like Arrested Development, I love seasons 1 through 3. They've done a bunch of other stuff that I haven't even watched. I'm just like, whatever. I don't care about that stuff. I will watch what I enjoy. Yeah.
You'll always have that. No continuation of something could ever stop the first part of something from existing. There will always be there. It's like the thinking about the different Teen Titans Go. I watched a couple of the fans of one version of Teen Titans, like the old series, say, oh, Teen Titans Go is no good because it's, you know, all silly. Look at the butt stuff they do. And the fans of the Teen Titans Go would say, they didn't have any butt stuff in the old stuff. They needed more butt stuff. But it's you can have the butt stuff and the non-butt stuff, too. It's all good, my friends.
I get it, in a show...
I think Dre really liked my comparison.
You've broken me so many times this show.
So much. He was speechless, frankly. He was speechless.
Oh!
Hi,
Pete! Hi!
It's past and future guest, Karen Slater. Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I had to say rats off to you to Pete.
And rats off to you, my good lady.
I'm having a stroke. I don't... this is a prank, right? You're pranking me, all of you.
That's just like a colloquialism. I'm standing by that.
It's just how you greet somebody.
You know, maybe in your part of the country, they don't say rats off to you as much, you know? Maybe we just, you know, put our pants on a different way than you people over wherever you're at, Dre.
Yeah, I guess. Although we were all, like I said, we were all Midwestern, you know, we got...
yeah, we're all Midwestern here. We all say rats off to you at the end of every day and sort of greet each other with a hearty rats off every
and
morning.
And rats off to you.
You too, sir.
All right.
Sorry, Dre, I was interrupting you from something.
Thanks again for listening. Next week, we cover the final episode, Sleeping in Light, with Jeff May and Adam Todd Brown. After that, we have a few surprises planned to wrap up our Babylon 5 season. Though, after a year on Bab 5, we're making the next one quite shorter. We're excited for it and hope you can stick around with us. Cheers, all, and rats off to you.